Also, speaking of Ryan Reynolds, you know what's a good satire with a lot of raunchy humor and a lot of clever creative jokes?
Deadpool! Yeah, watch Deadpool, Ariane Khan.
The two things that this show should have been more like, Frozen and Deadpool.
I love that.
Everyone, and welcome to Two White Girls Talk Bollywood. I'm Kim.
And I'm Katie. And we're here to talk about singing and dancing and Bollywood bads.
Bollywood bastards.
Bastards. Mm-hmm. That is not what we thought the title meant. It got us.
It got me for sure. And that was, I'm going to say, my favorite element of this whole series was the mm-hmm. title reveal. I think that was funny and creative and clever. Gonna say right out the gate that those aren't words I would use to describe pretty much most of the rest of this product, but
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've picked up on this just on the interwebs, but overall this was very positively received.
That was the impression I was getting from IMDb, which I'm, like, surprised about.
Yeah, I just feel like I missed something.
Yeah.
Which I think we'll talk about more, but, like, this second half of episodes is when I actually felt like, wow, I don't care. I don't want to watch anymore. Like, what even is this? I'm done.
Yeah. I do think there's some good stuff. But
yeah.
This is, like, I've said this before, like, we've said this before about movies. There are certain movies that should be made into a TV series because there's just so much to explore. This is a TV series that should have been a movie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It should have been a 2-hour movie. We could have gotten rid of so much of the stuff and focused our attentions instead of doing so much other weird stuff. Also, like, you said this last time, and this holds so true through these, like, final three episodes, too. The comedy is only crass comedy.
Yeah. Like,
and I don't have a problem with crass comedy. I don't need everything to be, like, highbrow comedy.
Right.
But, like, I don't think you can call something, like, clever and irreverent if the only jokes you're making are dick jokes. Like, I'm sorry.
Right? I had that thought too. Like, I was literally afterwards, I was like, am I just, like, not fun? But no, I am. I think crass jokes are very funny sometimes, but when it's the only brand of humor you have,
yep,
I'm not interested.
And it's like you were saying last week too, like, that doesn't make your comedy a dark comedy. It doesn't make you edgy if you're, like, going there with your jokes. Like,
yeah,
it was like kind of boring and just like, okay, well, great, we're doing more of this.
I also think because none of those jokes were particularly clever.
No.
It's like one, if you have, like, one clever crass joke, so good.
Oh, I'm there. Yeah.
But even
all
then,
about
if you have 15 subpar crass jokes, I'm just like, that's just a crass joke. I don't think that's funny.
Right. It just makes me think, like, you're a boy.
You're an immature boy who
wrote this. And I know he's not. I know he's a man in his 20s, but, like,
yeah. It just felt like the cameos were, like, a little too much. Like, once we had the Bollywood wives.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, are we advertising Friends, like, Netflix shows? You know,
which that's is,
like,
also a good
fine,
point.
But let's call it what it is. And it's tricky because I love Fabulous Lives of Bollywood Wives. I mean, I haven't watched the past, like, season and a half, but I do enjoy it and I enjoy them and that's great. But, like, it just felt so staged.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, maybe that's the point. But then, no, I don't know. I'm just confused. Like, it doesn't feel like a true satire to me.
I'd love to know what the point was.
Yes. And I do have some, like, reviews and things that we'll talk about at the end of this. I will tell you, I just didn't really have a ton of interest in reading a bunch of positive reviews because I don't get it.
Yeah, no.
And, like, if people want to read positive reviews, go for it. They are out there. But, and like, not the things I'm going to read are not like bashing it. It's just, weirdly, there's a lot to unpack where there's not a lot to talk about, you know?
I feel like there's a lot to unpack in the sense of like, why was this choice made?
Yeah.
What are we supposed to be reading into this?
Yeah.
Not a lot to unpack in the sense of like, oh, there are so many good and interesting and meaty writing and directorial choices made. It's like, no.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about in the way it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the mistakes that were made.
Right. I maintain that the best parts of it were, yeah, the title reveal and then Gafoor.
Yeah.
Like that, just shooting that guy. That was the single-handed, like, funniest moment by far.
I agree.
This whole show, because in that it was actually truly funny.
One other like kind of overarching criticism that I want to make is just about Osman, and I will make some specific criticisms about him as a character as we go, as well as like writing choices related to him. But like, I found myself thinking in between watching the sets of episodes, like, is Osman supposed to be the savvy new guy on the scene who's, like, shaking up the industry? Or is he supposed to be, like, the manipulated novice who's falling prey to the industry? I feel like at different points in the series, they try to make him both.
Yeah.
And I really think they should have picked one or the other thing to do with his character and stuck to it.
I agree. I hadn't thought about it in those terms, but that sums up exactly how I feel. In the first half, I was like, okay, he's the outsider. I really care. And then the second half, I was like, I think he's just like an idiot or something.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Which I guess is the point. Like, again, I don't know what the point is. I don't know.
I don't either, because again, it's like, I do feel like he's an idiot, and I don't feel like the audience is supposed to think he's an idiot. I think the audience is supposed to be like, yeah, I would do the same thing Osman is doing. And I'm like, frankly, no, I would not at any point.
Or is the point that there is no point, and that
maybe
Bollywood is pointless?
Even that I don't feel like was well put together.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm excited to talk about, like, the whole Nepo baby conversation, too.
Yeah.
Both the meta version and also the real version.
Yes, me as well.
That's what I'm so confused about. I'm like, are we calling attention to the fact that you're a Nepo baby and have all of these, like, advantages and are able to just bring all of your super famous friends in to do cameos? Or are you trying to, like, cover that up? Or are you trying to get ahead of it before other people can? So you're like, no, I'll poke fun at myself while taking full advantage. It's very confusing.
Yes, I wrote this down at the end of watching this, but I'll say it now that, like, I would be curious to know where, if anywhere, Arian Khan sees himself in this series. Like, how does he talk about his place in the industry? There's nothing inherently wrong with being a Nepo baby.
No.
None of us can help who our parents are, but, like, the Nepo babies who I feel like people respect are the ones who say, like, yes, I have privilege. Yes, I am lucky to be where I am. And I'm going to work really hard to prove that I belong here.
And Aditya Chopra, if you will.
Yes. This series does not make me believe Arian Khan exists, like, in either the, like, Nepo baby taking advantage or Nepo baby who, like, respects where he's at world. Like, I don't know where he's at. But I am really curious to know, like, honestly, and maybe this is a really rude assumption, but I kind of wondered if he inserted the character of the horrible brother as, like, like, making fun of himself. Like, is this the way people think I behave? And so I'll put in this character that's, like, super outlandish to, like, joke about that? Like, I don't know. And maybe,
God,
maybe I'm reading too much into a character who should not be read into and who I barely mention in my recap. But
good, you shouldn't. He's gross. Like, I don't like him. But again, I think that's the problem, is that I skip right over, like, ooh, what could this character's inclusion mean in for, like, the story or the satire? Because I'm like, he's so not funny. None of what he does is funny. It's not amusing. He's just a horrible person. But it's not done with a funny bend to it. So satires are meant to be darkly funny.
Yeah.
This isn't funny.
Satire is also meant to, in my mind, reveal a certain truth about reality.
Yeah.
What is the truth that we are trying to say here? I think you could argue that there are some points that are trying to be made. They are not made well, is our argument, I would say.
I'd agree with that.
But let's dive into our recap here.
Let's.
So episode 5, My Hero, we pick up where the last episode left off. Osman has been kidnapped by Ghafoor's goons, and Jiraj follows him to Ghafoor's secret lair, unbeknownst to the goons.
Mm-hmm.
So when Osman is brought in front of Ghafoor, Ghafoor calls his daughter forward and says that he wants Osman to marry her. And after an uncomfortable silence, he laughs and says, no, his daughter wrote a screenplay that is a biopic about Ghafoor.
Yeah. I'm also confused as to the character of Ghafoor. What are we doing here? What commentary are we saying about the underworld and its connection to Bollywood? Because I thought it was like a whole, we're lighthearted, he's fun with the song, then he shoots a guy in the head, mm-hmm. which is funny, but is also very dark and very scary. So yes. Then I was like, ooh, this is a real gangster we're dealing with. And then I don't know what the point is. It feels like we're zigzagging all over the place.
Yeah, he's kind of just ridiculous. And I feel like anyone probably could have guessed that this would get picked up for a second season. I mean, I don't know that that's confirmed. Ugh. I'm assuming that it would be. Literally, like, his dad's production company,
right,
his parents'
they have
production
the backing.
Company produced this.
And like, it did receive overall very good reviews.
Surprisingly. So, like,
I don't know how.
I think knowing that probably some stuff could have been saved. Like, if we're really trying to make a criticism of the industry, how about season one is a criticism about nepotism and season two is a criticism about, like, gang involvement? Like, couldn't we have spread our criticisms out a little bit so we could be a little more pointed with what we're saying? So, yeah, Ghafoor wants Osman to star in this screenplay. And Ghafoor's daughter says that they're not going to force him, and Osman explains that he's about to start filming with Karan Johar. And so Ghafoor says that they can discuss the movie another day, but on that day, Osman will like the screenplay, and the dates will work, because Osman owes him for getting him out of Freddy's contract.
Mm-hmm.
Jiraj has been hiding in the corner and records all of this on his phone.
Yeah. Like, what's up with Jiraj? I don't know.
I know. I thought we liked Jiraj in the first couple episodes,
too.
And that then he's kind of a bad guy now. So, but whatever. Yeah. Meanwhile, Karishma's fiance apologizes to her for the surprise proposal, and she forgives him and she kisses him, but doesn't seem like there's much of a real spark there. Certainly not the spark she feels for Osman, which is uncomfortable to think about now.
Now, spoilers.
Spoilers. But so Jiraj takes the video of Osman talking to Ghafoor and he shows it to Freddy and says that Osman might even do jail time for coercing Freddy into signing the other contract that got Osman out of the original contract. Jiraj says that this will save Freddy's company and he wants 51% stake in the company. And he makes Freddy sign a contract to that effect, but not before humiliating Freddy the way that Freddy humiliated him in an earlier episode.
Yeah.
And so Freddy takes this video of Osman and Ghafoor to Ajay, who signs yet another contract. To be in the sequel to their original movie that made them famous. Ajay sends the video to Karan, and then we see Karishma confront Ajay, asking him if he had anything to do with Osman being booted out of Karan's film. Ajay swears that he didn't have anything to do with it. Meanwhile, Osman and Parvez go to a bar, and at this bar, Osman decides that he has something to prove when a woman ignores his advances, and we see him go home with this woman. This is further fueling my dislike for this character.
Yeah. Again, I'm repeating myself, but I don't know what the point is that's trying to be made here.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Because it's not funny. It's not funny. I think if it were funnier, it would be like, oh, I get it. But it's not funny.
I don't think it makes him look cool either. No. I think it makes him look like a little shady and manipulative. Because then he does go to his home with this woman, and the whole setup is so that Karishma, who's going by to talk to him, sees him with this woman and gets upset, which doesn't even end up being something she, like, confronts him about later, so it was completely pointless. And then he tells this woman, I actually changed my mind, I don't want to hook up with you, and just, like, turns and goes into his house and leaves her alone on the street. And I'm like, dude, at least call her a cab.
That I was not okay with. Like, it is always okay to change your mind about a hookup or anything like that, regardless of your gender. But it is not okay to bring someone home with you and then just be like, okay, peace. Especially if it's a woman on her own.
Right. It's not like she's being pushy. Like, he could, like, she's being perfectly pleasant. He could just be like,
I'll call you a cab. Be nice. Or,
do her a solid.
Let me stand with you until your Uber arrives.
Like, right. Yeah. Just be a nice guy. But no, he's not capable of that.
But this was written by men, so I doubt they thought about that.
No, of course not. So Karishma goes home and she tells her parents that she wants to marry Samir right away.
Mm-hmm.
She has the option of marrying neither of these men, but sure.
yeah. I mean, again, this whole thing is just cliche after cliche after cliche, which I guess is intentional.
Is it, though? Is it, though?
critics seem to think it is intentional.
I don't believe that. Like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, I think if it were supposed to be, like, a satire about, like, look at, like, the way that Frozen makes fun of the, like, Disney trope of people, get married, we would be making it seem more ridiculous. And we're not.
This should be more element, like Frozen.
Yes.
Yes.
That's my main argument now, is that this series should have been more like Frozen. I don't know. I struggle, too, with the character of Karishma because, like, she's just a prop in this whole thing. She has no real agency. She's just getting strung along by the male characters. Mm-hmm. And that's where I don't see how this particular element is satire because, like, if it is, it needs to be shown that the creators of this story see that the choice that she is making is not the right choice.
Yeah.
And I don't see that.
Right.
Like, it does not seem like the creator, Arian Khan, is sitting there with this character saying, like, look, see, she's doing something totally ridiculous.
Right. We don't want,
Yeah. It seems like it's just like, yeah, no, this is what a woman would do in this situation.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So, back at home, Sonia gets the call that Osman is out of Karan's film because of his ties to the underworld, but Karan says that they're not going to tell the media. They're just going to say he's out of the film. Also, that's another thing. Osman was going home with this woman and his, like, friends and uncle are just, like, inside.
Yeah, it was confusing.
And he's just going to, like, take this woman into his bedroom. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So yeah, he's out of the movie. Parvez offers to get Ghafoor involved, but Osman slaps Parvez and tells him to get lost. And Parvez calls himself an idiot because he thinks with his heart, and he says he won't make that mistake again.
I think that's, like, another thing, is that there's actual moments of, like, realness, which also kind of undermines the satirical goal of it. Like,
well, that's also the thing. It's like, I feel like there are actual emotional stakes. And not that there can't be emotional stakes in satire, but, like, that also serves to make it seem like this is just an actual story that's being told, not a story that's meant to criticize something.
Right.
So a week passes and Osman's mom calls because his dad is going into surgery to have a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Osman, Avtar, and Sonia all fly to Delhi, and they chat with Dad after his surgery, and he's doing well. And he tells his doctor he needs to be out in 2 days so he can go to the Film First Awards with Osman.
Yeah.
Parvez shows up too, and things get tense when Dad asks how Karan's film is going, and Osman lies and says that he starts filming in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone leaves Dad to rest, and in the hallway, Mom insists that Osman and Parvez hug it out. And Parvez says that he gets to slap Osman once out of the blue whenever he feels like it, and Osman agrees.
Yeah.
And then the boys see a news report about Osman being out of Karan's film, and Osman regrets lying to his dad. Parvez apologizes, but Osman says it wasn't his fault. And I really thought Osman was going to take some accountability in this moment, because let's not forget that this entire thing is ultimately his fault.
Yeah, for signing the contract in the first place without listening to what his manager said.
When Sonya explicitly told him not to, and I'm going to talk more about that later, but...
Yeah, well, who listens to women in this movie?
Well, exactly. Or show, whatever. Nobody. Nobody does. But yeah, no, he doesn't take accountability. He's an innocent victim of his circumstances. And then his dad dies. And that's sad. I guess the surgery didn't go as well as everyone hoped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing because I think death is funny.
No, it's just, it's like, okay, boom, that happened, and we're moving on.
It was very, is that Cooch Cooch Hotehe where that happens?
Oh, God.
When she's just, like, dying, and it's like, you really look okay. Like,
I think... Yeah, and then she's dead, like, 20 minutes later. Like, yeah.
Can we do something about it? But anyway, so we see Dad's funeral. Everyone cries. After the funeral, Mom tells Osman that it was Dad's final wish to see him win a Film First award, and she convinces him to still attend the ceremony. And so this brings us to episode 6, the Film First Awards. Ajay asks Karishma to help him clear his iCloud, and as she does, she sees the video he sent to Karan and realizes he was lying. He is behind Osman getting kicked out of the movie the whole time.
This also felt like such a clunky plot device.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, maybe it's meant to be clunky. I think it's just a good thing to hide behind.
Yes!
As I was looking at reviews, I did see a review that said, if you promote something as a satire, then you can hide behind that with any criticism. Because if someone's like, well, but that was clunky, you're like, well, yeah, it's a satire.
Right.
And of whatever you want to say it's a satire of, you can kind of like fudge it to fit.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, just saying.
I was actually thinking that before as we were saying, like, why we don't feel like it is satire is anyone could then just, like, say to us, well, like, you just didn't get it because you don't get satire. And it's like, I don't know. Listen, I'm a big Mel Brooks fan. Like,
I love Mel Brooks. That is the kind of satire I can get behind. I was also just thinking of, is it Jonathan Swift, the case for, like, eating babies? Some writer, some famous writer wrote, like, a proposal to eat babies. And it's like, okay, all the Irish should just eat their babies, and here's why. And it even includes, like, a recipe for, like, baby soup and stuff during the potato famine. That's a satire.
That's the kind of thing I was talking about last time, where it's like you hyperbolize to demonstrate a kind of truth.
And right.
I don't think that's what's happening here. I don't think things were ridiculous enough to reveal any kind of truth. It just is like, this is the story that this series is telling.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be any point beyond that.
I agree.
But so we're at the Film First Awards, and in Osman's trailer, Avtar reveals that he also quit Karan's film. He's not doing the music anymore, which means Sonya has lost even more business as a manager.
Just because your nephew is being, like, a loose cannon doesn't mean you shouldn't get your career on track. You should definitely still take advantage of that opportunity.
Right, and his career was such a big part of the first half of this series, and then it's just, like, nothing.
Nothing.
Episodes.
Yeah, what like, was I guess the point we don't of any care. Of that? I guess we don't care about that. We don't care about his, like, friendship with what's his face?
Jiraj.
Jiraj.
Yeah, no.
That never comes up again.
No.
Satires can still have fully completed storylines.
They absolutely can. Well, and okay.
And should.
It's almost as if they work better if they do. So we can talk more about this, too, in a moment, because what we see next is an assistant come in and tell Avtar that someone wants to talk to him, Badshah.
Mm-hmm.
Avtar gets angry and refuses to speak to his sworn enemy. Unfortunately, it was, in fact, Badshah in the sense of the king, King Khan, Shah Rukh Khan, who wanted to talk to him. And so now it becomes clear that this entire Avtar plotline and the entire Badshah cameo and, like, enmity there was just to set up Shah Rukh Khan's cameo.
Yeah.
That's the only reason any of it happened.
Yeah.
again, I don't really feel like that's sad. Like, I don't feel like you can say you are criticizing the industry when you created an entire subplot just so you could feature the biggest actor in the industry who also happens to be your dad and producing your TV show. Like,
yeah. And again, I think that part of it is like, oh, we're showing all these famous people and they're acting like ridiculous versions of themselves, but they're not acting ridiculous enough.
Right. Yes. They just seem like people.
Just, yeah, people who are like have egos and like fame, which probably is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like you needed to have like Shah Rukh actually really be a diva, or like Salman Khan or Amir Khan or like the Ranbir Kapoor cameo. We're going to talk about it, but he didn't look like he wanted to be there. And I was like, I love his vibe. But like, what are we doing? We're not even really using the people who have the cameos, you know?
Yeah, and I want to talk about that more with a couple of the other cameos that are coming up. Okay, so Shah Rukh, he throws a tantrum when Avtar won't see him, and he demands that his assistant delete Avtar's song from his playlist, which also made me laugh because I was like, he has one playlist.
Yeah.
Delete Avtar's track from it. And then I did like this, Shah Rukh encounters Freddy and Jiraj, and he's the only person in the whole series who recognizes Jiraj from the one movie he was in, and I liked that. That was cute.
Yeah.
But so then this is where we get like a multitude of additional cameos. This is where the Bollywood wives show up. Couldn't tell what we were trying to accomplish with this, especially the whole thing with Rajkumar Rao and Arjun Kapoor. I was like, if this is a nepotism versus not nepotism thing that we're doing here, or if this is a, like, look how funny, like, the Nepo baby's acting perspective is compared to the non-Nepo baby, it's not working.
Yeah.
Like, if that was your intention, you should have done more. And if it wasn't your intention, why is it in here?
Yeah, apparently people were saying it was, like, a bit from Om Shanti Om. But I'm like, I don't know. They kept saying, referencing like the, ooh, Om Shanti Om-ness of that. And I was like, what? I've seen Om Shanti Om like many times. And I know I'm an outsider, but like, I don't get it.
Yeah. And also Om Shanti Om would be a weird movie to choose to riff on in your satire, because Om Shanti Om is kind of, it's not satire, but it's trying to make its own commentary on the industry.
Right. Well, so a lot of reviews were like, this is like Om Shanti Om and Luck by Chance. I understand those references, but yeah, I have a review up that mentioned the Om Shanti Om bit, so I just want to like read it to be like, okay, maybe you'll understand it where I didn't. Nominated actors Rajkumar Rao and Arjun Kapoor do an Abhishek Bachchan and Akshay Kumar bit from Om Shanti Om.
Oh, I remember there being the whole thing at the award ceremony in Om Shanti Om where, like, they had a bunch of actors do cameos.
Yeah, but that feels like a pretty loose connection to be like, ooh, they're riffing on Om Shanti Om here.
Yeah, like, I remember that happening in Om Shanti Om, but that doesn't give this moment any weight for me. The fact that it may or may not have been a reference to Om Shanti Om doesn't make it worth including in your show.
I agree with that, yeah.
Back to the plot. The award ceremony starts, and apparently the first award we're giving out is Best Actor, so that's convenient. That's the only one we care about. And it goes to Osman. Yay!
Yep.
So Osman goes on stage and he says he didn't prepare a speech, but if you want something with all your heart, the entire universe will conspire to make it happen for you. And he says this wasn't his dream, it was his dad's, who died. Sorry.
Also, yeah, he did die. Sorry, isn't the, like, if you want something with all your heart, isn't that from Om Shanti Om as well?
Well,
the world will conspire to get it for you.
Yeah, I googled that quote and it was a reference to something else, but
yeah,
they do make it seem like it was a reference to a Shah Rukh movie, so maybe that was Om Shanti Om.
I wouldn't be surprised if the original quote-unquote reference in Om Shanti Om was a reference of something else, you know what I mean?
Yes, I think that's a good call, and I feel like I do remember him like saying that in his
holding
speech.
The thing and he's the like bottle.
Like, that's, which is such a great emotional moment in Om Shanti Om.
Yeah, I'm like, don't bring Om Shanti Om, this perfection of a film, into your garbage show. Like, even if you have the star of Om Shanti Om
standing right there next to you, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's not garbage, probably.
No, it's not garbage. But it's one of those things where, like, you know when you don't like something and then everybody, like, this was how I felt about La La Land, where I saw La La Land and I was like, that was fine. And then everybody was so obsessed with it and I was like, well, now I hate it.
Yeah, it's just like keep moving farther the other direction. Yeah. We're hipsters. What can we say?
It's very true. The thing that he says about this not being his dream, it's his dad's dream, also bothers me because I'm like, I don't think that's true. Like,
yeah.
I know that your dad, like, at one point, like, was trying to do stuff in the industry and, like, everybody was, like, trying to do that in your family. But this wasn't your dad's dream. It was his dream for you, and it's also your dream. And that's why you're doing so much stupid stuff in this show. But anyway.
Yeah.
I guess it's a nice thing to have said, even if it's a lie. I guess. Backstage, Karishma meets Osman, and she says that she's sorry to hear about his dad, and then she shows him the video that Ajay sent to Karan. Now, obviously, she can't be the one to confront Jay about this, because she's not the main character of the show, and she's also not a man. So,
yep.
Her hands are tied. So, yeah, Osman...
I feel like I would have gone to my dad instead of going to Osman first.
Agreed. But so Osman confronts Ajay, who says he doesn't have a problem with Osman, but he doesn't want the underworld anywhere near his family. Osman says Ajay has a problem with him and Karishma, and Ajay says Osman isn't good enough for her. Boy, is that an understatement.
Yes.
Osman says he lied to his dad about being in Karan's movie and calls Ajay a coward. Ajay rightfully says, you lied to your dad, but I'm the coward?
Yeah.
From onstage, Shahrukh announces Ajay's entrance, and Osman remembers his father's words to remember who he is, and he runs and tackles Ajay onto the stage and punches him in front of the entire audience.
Yeah, because apparently he's violent.
Yeah, he's a hothead.
Because, like, in the first half, it felt like his, like, shows of violence were very specific and intentional. Where he's like, I'm going to pretend like I'm going to be violent, but I'm not actually violent. So I'm going to walk away. But no, it turns out he actually is just straight up violent. He's just hitting his best friend. He's hitting Ajay. Like, what are we doing?
He's not a good person.
No.
And not everyone needs to be a good person. No. Not every main character needs to be a good person. But again, don't show me this character and then not suggest to me that you as the creator of this character also know that he is not a good person. That's what we needed. Yeah, this is a big upset. We see several news outlets call for Osman to be arrested, and we see him get brought to a police station where there are protesters and hecklers waiting outside.
Mm-hmm.
Back at their house, Ajay calls the police commissioner and tells him to let Osman go. And Karishma overhears this, and she finally does confront Ajay, who says that she doesn't know who Osman really is. Again, an understatement. Mm-hmm. Karishma says she wants to be with Osman and Ajay can't stop her, and so he grabs her and drags her into their library and locks her in.
Yeah. I was like, okay, wow, now we're really unhinged.
Right. And it's also, it's like, when you find out what's happening, it's like, okay, I can understand the desperation here, and also if you just told your kid what's going on, you would have avoided so much trauma.
Well, and it's like, again, it's like the over-the-top drama feels like a nod to Bollywood, but they're also like, it truly is a part of their plot.
Right. You know what we needed in this show? We needed a straight man.
Yes.
I think if we had had a straight man, and I think it should have been Sonya.
Yeah.
I think that would have made this feel more like satire. We needed someone who was a stand-in for the audience watching all of this happen and saying,
whoa,
everyone, this is crazy.
Yes.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I agree. But no.
But no. So Osman gets released. None of his friends are mad at him, even though he's an idiot. And Parvez hands him his Film First award, which I feel like they probably should have taken away from him.
I mean, we know what happened. Will Smith got his award taken away, right?
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah.
So Karishma then calls Sonya from Ajay's iPad and tells Osman that she is locked in the library. She tells him that she loves him and asks if he loves her. And he says, "What do you think?"
Oh my God. Don't be with this person.
No. She doesn't understand what that means. Fair. And so she angrily ends the call. Osman and Parvez.
Stop chasing him, though. Like, you deserve better.
She does deserve better. And I hope she gets better. So Osman and Parvez head to Ajay's house. Parvez distracts the crowd of fans who have gathered to show their support, while Osman climbs over the fence where we saw a fan break into the house in an earlier episode. Osman makes his way to the library window, which Karishma just opens and lets him in. And I'm like, if he could get in, why couldn't you get out? But okay. She's sitting there getting drunk.
She could have just, like, climbed around the side of the house and been like, "Hey, Dad, it wasn't cool that you locked me in." Like, she doesn't have to escape. She could just be like, "Yeah, I got out."
Like, go have a conversation with her father. Like, why are you so determined to keep me from this man?
Yeah.
But so she slaps Osman and she says she doesn't want to leave with him. And then he says that he did everything for her. Meanwhile, Ajay finds out Osman has broken in. He goes up to the library where Osman has made it look like he and Karishma climbed out the window, but they actually escape through the house. Always a clever ruse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
They climb back over the fence. Mom sees them, and I really thought she was going to be on their side because Mom has been the only person who stood up for Karishma this entire series.
Yeah.
But no, she rats them out, and Ajay arrives just in time to see them escape into the night.
Yeah, I don't know why that choice was made.
Yeah.
God forbid we have a healthy mother-daughter relationship.
I know. This show does not pass the Bechdel test.
It definitely does not.
Fails miserably.
I don't know that we even see a conversation where it's just two women talking to each other.
We do see Karishma and Mom talk to each other, but they're talking about the wedding.
Okay, so yeah.
So episode 7 is Picture Ka Title Hoga. The title of the picture will be...
Also, can I just say, the way that episode 6 ended, we don't need to talk about it, but... I was just like, that's disgusting. Like, I don't think this is funny. I think this is really gross, and I'm officially very turned off and don't want to watch the rest of this.
Right. That was how I felt too. And this is the kind of thing where I feel like people would say, like, oh, you just didn't get it. You just don't like that kind of humor. I do find this kind of humor funny when it's well done and not like gratuitous and like you're patting yourself on the back for being so clever that you have this masturbation joke in your show. Like, no, you don't get props for that.
Because like that's the thing, right? I like raunchy comedies. Mm-hmm. I do.
Again, we both like Mel Brooks.
We love Mel Brooks. Like, look, I can get into American Pie. Like,
sure.
I find it funny when it's clever and, like, it can be gross and ridiculous. But, like, this is just, like, no.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I was really not in the mood once episode 7 started.
I think that's very fair. So... as Parvez drives Karishma and Osman away from the house, Karishma tosses her engagement ring out the window and she and Osman agree to elope.
You could have sold it.
You could have sold it. Yeah, that's true. And this is where I start to, because I was watching it being like, oh my God, this is all so stupid. And now I'm like, okay, I could see where we're arguing that this is now maybe feeling more like satire. This is now getting to the point of being so ridiculous. Okay.
Right, because they, like, barely knew each other, now they're running away, getting married, and that's a very common trope in Bollywood, like, okay, uh-huh.
Yes. So they tell Osman's mom and Avtar and Sonya, and Mom seems concerned.
Yep.
Ajay then pulls up behind Parvez's car, and we get a big chase scene where halfway through, some paparazzi, like, fall off motorcycles off a bridge and, like, maybe die, but...
Yeah. That's a tall bridge, but it's fine.
Yeah, I thought that was going to, like, become something, but it doesn't seem like it. But so Parvez eventually gets away from Ajay by putting a turbo boost of speed on his car. He's got, like, one of those fast, furious buttons.
Yes, he does.
And he drives between some trucks. Ajay lightly crashes into the trucks, which have Osman's Man Smooth ad on the side. I did that think was that funny. Was a little funny. I actually liked this last episode.
Yeah.
To the point where at the end of it, I was like, that was actually kind of good. And then I was like, wait a minute. No, it wasn't. The whole thing leading up to the last episode wasn't good.
No, I agree with you, though. It ended on a higher note.
Yeah.
But only because they took us so low.
Right. It's like once we got where we were going, it was good. But it took so much to get there that wasn't good. Yeah.
I'm like, why? Feeling.
But so Parvez brings Karishma and Osman to a film set where Ghaffour's goons have brought a guy to marry them. Osman finally tells Karishma that he loves her, and they're about to kiss, and just then Ajay crashes through the studio on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
He beats up Ajay and Parvez as Karishma races to complete the marriage paperwork. Avtar, Mom, and Sonia show up, and Avtar briefly joins the fray but is quickly dispatched. Karishma tosses Osman the paperwork as Ajay drags her away from him, but Osman says he won't let a piece of paper decide his destiny. He has come here to write his own destiny, and he rips up the paperwork.
Yeah.
He says Ajay can take Karishma away from him today, but one day she'll be his.
Why is now the time that you're like, no, paperwork will not be my destiny?
You know, this whole movie has been about paperwork, which is funny. I get the joke. Yeah. I get that it's funny, but whatever.
Yeah.
So Ajay goes back to beating Osman up, and Osman picks up a mallet, presumably about to fully murder this man, when Mom shouts something that stops Osman in his tracks. Meanwhile, we have been seeing Freddie and Jiraj toasting their success and watching the old movie that starred Ajay from back in the day. And we get to this point and they have noticed that Osman's mom was in one of the big dance numbers.
What?
And so it all is coming together. We understand now that Osman is in fact Ajay's illegitimate son.
Yes.
So sometime later, we see Mom and Osman talking at home. Osman asks if Dad knew, and Mom says no. So Osman says their love was a sham. She slaps him. A lot of slapping in these episodes.
Yeah.
And she tells Osman never to question her love for his father. And Osman asks, which father? And Mom just leaves. And I don't know, I'd hear my mom out on this one.
Like, yeah.
And I find it disappointing that he doesn't, not least of all because the fact that he doesn't hear her out means that the audience doesn't get to hear her out. So right.
It feels like we're kind of just saying she's a whore.
Exactly. And I'm like, there could be a lot of reasons that she ended up having this man's son, and they don't all point to her being sexually unsafe or promiscuous or anything.
Yeah.
We also see Ajay apologize to Karishma, but she doesn't care, and she says that she promises she won't tell Mom, and she's just kind of writing Ajay off.
Yeah, this is awful, though. Like, now your daughter has a secret that she's keeping from her mother.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And I guess that's why Ajay didn't want to tell her, but I'm also, I don't know, I'm sorry if you're... daughter is falling in love with your son, you should intervene in a way that makes it clear what she's doing, what is happening, because I think she'd want to know.
It's like, yeah, it's a Luke and Leia situation.
Very much so, yes. Mm-hmm. Except weirder, because they never said they were in love with each other and thought about getting married. They just kissed that one time.
Does that cancel out the fact that Luke and Leia are full siblings? And these two are half siblings.
They're literally twins. They're born at the same time.
That twin connection's really raging. Yeah,
I guess. Oh, God, it's horrible. But we do see Osman and Karishma meet up, and she says that no one can know for her mother's sake. Osman says that he'll never forgive his mother. And Karishma agrees, but she suggests that their parents had no other choice but to keep this secret.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's true. I don't know. But so Osman and Karishma decide to be friends, and then she gives Osman the silver spoon necklace.
Yeah.
this was a moment where I found myself wishing that this story had been about something else.
Yeah, I'm just confused. I'm like, are we saying that Osman is now a Nepo baby? Because that's not how it works.
No, it's definitely not. But I was also like, this is an interesting story to me. Like, this guy who's grown up outside of the industry, but he does actually have a parent who's like the biggest guy in the industry. That's interesting. Tell me that story.
Yeah, and maybe that's what season two is, Kim.
Maybe, but I don't know. I mean, I assume it is what season two is, but I also feel like it's just going to be more stupid stuff.
Probably.
But so then we see Sonia meet with Karan, who says that she's a good agent and she deserves to work with bigger stars. Ranbir Kapoor then enters and steals her vape, which I assume is on brand for him.
I guess so.
Just based on what I know about him, he seems like the kind of guy who would vape. Sonia says she's flattered, but she won't drop Osman as a client because she may be a good manager, but she's a better friend.
I'm also like, this is a stupid career move, Sonia. No. What? Well,
she could be the manager for two different people.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I'm like, this is dumb.
Like, it would probably be really beneficial to be the representative of, like, one of the biggest stars in the industry, and then also a guy who you need to rebuild his career, who, like I was saying last week, they're not dissimilar, you know? Yeah. Something doesn't work out with Ranbir, recommend Osman. This also bothers me so much because Osman is terrible. He never takes accountability for the fact that he put Sonia's career at risk with everything he does. Yeah. And there could have been some really good emotional depth from him, like, to take accountability, or some good, like, criticism of him as a character to draw more attention to the fact that he doesn't take accountability, mm-hmm. instead of suggesting that he's the hero and we should just be okay with that. And also, all the heart-to-hearts in this movie are between men. There's no opportunity for female characters to, like, really get involved in the emotional depth. And, yeah. All of the women are either lovers or mothers or nothing.
Yeah.
Or they have no real, like, purpose to the story. So no. That's my criticism.
Yeah. More on that vaping scene later as well. Oh, boy. Because there is a suit happening. Yeah. Woo.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Bads of Bollywood has gotten itself into some legal trouble. So we are. Yeah.
I'm interested to unpack that. But so the gang gathers back at home, and Osman says that he is quitting acting. But Parvez uses this as his opportunity to give Osman the slap that he owes him.
Yeah.
And Sonia says that there is still one person who will work with Osman. And so they go to Ghafoor, who offers Osman a 3-film contract. As Osman is about to sign, Ghafoor says contracts don't matter, only words, and they shake hands. And then we say Ajay get a text from Osman's mom, and she invites him to meet with her in a parking garage, and they discuss briefly the background that they have. Not in any kind of detail that helps us understand what was going on with them, but just what happened. Yep. And then they realize that they both got texts from the other inviting them to come here. And then Jiraj reveals himself. It was him who texted them both and told them to come here. And he and Freddie have filmed them discussing their past. And they say that they are going to make India's biggest family drama, The Bastards of Bollywood.
Yeah.
Also, the annoying brother is sleeping with the housekeeper and maybe got her pregnant. I don't care.
Or maybe they're, like, engaged or something. Yeah, she also deserves better because he's legitimately abusive.
He's a wretched, wretched human. And it's not that funny.
It's not funny. I just don't understand what the point of that was either, because I'm like, I feel like it would have more of a impact if the son was, like, the picture-perfect Nepo baby.
Yeah.
And if he had been engaged to a billionaire, but then he was like, actually, no, I just got married to this servant of the house. Like, I don't know. There's just no point to anything.
No. Well, and then also is the suggestion that it's funny that he's marrying a woman who's, like, quote unquote, below him. It just goes along with all of the other ways that, like, Aryan Khan punched down in this series. Like, oh, that's so funny. That would never happen. It's so outlandish. Like, no, it's actually kind of manipulative and horrible.
Right. Yeah, she is not in for a good time.
No.
Or a healthy relationship. No. But, you know, that's reading too much into it.
I guess, yeah. It's satire, so it's okay to be offensive and punch down and suggest that people are inferior to men. to men in power.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the only thing, other thing I had to say is something that we basically have already said, but I was like, I feel like it's too determined to tell the story of Osman to really even lean into the satire. It either needed to genuinely tell the story of this, like, newcomer to the Bollywood industry, or it had to be a satire completely of the Bollywood industry. It can't do both.
I agree. I think that's a really good point. And I think if it had just, like, set out to authentically tell the story of Osman, which is basically what the Luck by Chance movie is. Like, that's not satire. It's, like, a genuine story.
Right. But it also exposes some truths about Bollywood. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that does that in a way that's way more effective than this. I feel like this also would have been an interesting story if we had just, like, kind of condensed everything that happened to Osman and then it's just him going on, like, a revenge spree. That could have been fun.
Well, and that would fall to me more in the satire camp.
Yes.
So, yeah, I feel like we've done a fair amount of talking about it throughout. Are we ready to get to my research?
I'm ready.
So before we talk about reviews, because that'll kind of full circle take us back to what we've already been saying, I just wanted to highlight the controversies around Bads of Bollywood.
Okay.
So first, I read a September 23rd article, so not that long ago, published, called Legal Trouble for the Bads of Bollywood over e-cigarette scene, published on celebaffair.com, so you know it's legit.
Yeah, absolutely.
It writes that the National Human Rights Commission has filed a complaint against Aryan Khan because of the scene featuring Ranbir Kapoor using an e-cigarette. There was no statutory health warning.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. The 2019 Prohibition of Electronic Cigarettes Act prohibits the production, manufacture, import, export, transport, sale, distribution, and advertisement of e-cigarettes in India. The National Human Rights Commission alleges that this scene was streamed openly, which misled or negatively influenced young viewers by promoting the use of such banned substances. Such irresponsible content promotes illegal activities, disrespects law enforcement, and harms public health and morality.
I feel like that's a little over the top. And also, we've all seen the alcohol warnings and the cigarette smoke thing. Like, that's all over South Asian movies. So it does seem like there probably was supposed to be something there that wasn't. So that's an interesting little tidbit there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, as well as the Mumbai Police, are investigating, but Netflix and the makers of Bads of Bollywood have not yet released a response.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. This incident has prompted debates about the portrayal of banned substances in entertainment, and it has also brought attention to the responsibilities of filmmakers and streaming platforms to adhere to legal and ethical standards.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, the thing. What it comes down to is if there's a law in your country that you need to have this thing, you should probably have it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Even if it doesn't fit your image.
Right. I don't know how effective those warnings are. Like, you even see them, like, driving without a helmet is illegal, you know? Like, I don't know how effective those things are at combating, like, the image of somebody who you think is really cool doing something that also happens to be illegal. But if the law is saying that you need to include that, then you just do. Like, what, how, in what way does it serve you not to?
Right. There's also another lawsuit in the mix. This is from Samir Wankhede, the former Narcotics Control Bureau zonal director, who has filed a defamation suit against the makers of Bads of Bollywood. He says that the show mocked him, intentionally featuring his lookalike. Another point he is arguing is that the Cordelia Cruz case, in which Samir arrested Aryan Khan for drug possession, but Aryan was later found to be innocent, and Samir was then transferred from narcotics to the revenue department, which in itself is like a Bollywood story.
Yeah.
Anyway, this case is still ongoing in the special courts. Since the case is still pending, it is not allowed or should not be allowed to be shown on screen. Samir supporters ask, why are these things being shown in the show then? to change the outcome of the investigation, to pressurize and derail the judicial proceedings when the matter is sub judice? Who knows?
Sub judice, huh?
Yeah. I don't think Arjun Khan really cares that much about it. I think he was just like, this happened to me. Let me like do a little dig. Let me
make art about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that didn't bother me. In fact, I thought that that whole thing was kind of funny, and I appreciated it in the first episode. And also, it's kind of the same thing where it's like, why bother going up against the legal system? Like, yeah. Why put yourself and this thing you've created at risk? Is it worth it? And maybe some people would say it is, but I think it would only have been worth it if the show had been better.
If this was a true piece of art. I agree with that, though. Like, yeah, it's like, if this was a real genius work of art, great. Yeah. But otherwise, like, nah. But so, shall we talk about some reviews?
Yes, I'm very curious.
So, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it has an 83% from the audience and an 89% from critics.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And what's wild to me is that, like, the critics who gave it a good review even mentioned that it, like, wasn't conducted as well as it could have been.
And yet they still, like, that's so weird. It's I don't like so that. Weird.
I know. But just for fairness sake, I'm going to read this final paragraph of a good review.
Okay.
This is from Rahul Desai, who wrote for The Hollywood Reporter. This is a positive review. But as he's writing this positive review, he's really mentioning all of the cameos and all of like the movie references within it. And I'm like, that's not that satire. That's not like a plot. That's just you being excited.
Right. That doesn't make a good thing. Like anyone can string together a bunch of references.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it an interesting or compelling story.
So anyway, his final paragraph says, when the twist arrives, it's so audacious that it upends all the reverence and goofiness we assumed the show was staging. It plays out like a punchline to an awkward but entertaining joke. The title suddenly makes sense. It then occurs to us that we don't see a single movie being shot during the series. Just folks talking and scheming and training and bickering about contracts and loyalties. All those movie tributes deliberately feel hollow. It implies that even Bollywood stories might be a sham if the people telling them care for everything but the actual filmmaking. All those tropes are fragile if the real spectacle stems from hidden agendas and power struggles. The revelation also lends shape to the show's over-the-top performances, particularly Bobby Deol's pulpy fusion of the generic and the specific. The CGI fun and product placement games are just the entry point, because beneath them lies the sort of biting commentary you don't usually get from insiders. Khan's technical prowess has some way to go, but there's a voice that conceals something darker and truer. The epiphany lies in the eyes of the, in parentheses, hyper-aware beholder. After all, one person's ballads of Bollywood is another's bastards of Bollywood. And I'm just like, what?
So I have two things to say about that. One, we do in fact see a movie being shot in this series. It's literally the first thing we see.
Yep.
So incorrect. Two, that feels to me like somebody trying to ascribe meaning.
Yeah.
Where there isn't any. Yes. And I can relate to that, because there's plenty of garbage that I'm a big fan of that I try to ascribe meaning to make it seem more valuable. So I get the inclination. I simply do not believe that there was that much intentionality behind this thing. Like, I just don't believe that it was that smart. Maybe that's unfair, but like, I just don't see how something can be so dumb and also be that smart. Like, I just don't think that it can be both. I'm sorry.
I agree. But that was like a good review that I read.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
so you're welcome. Good. People.
You can prove that you did read reviews that you disagreed with.
Yeah. So there are plenty of other positive reviews, but I want to read one negative review from a top critic. Her name is Shubhra Gupta, writing for the Indian Express.
Okay.
Gupta writes, there are stock film cliches. A sick dad, a teary ma, a best friend, a supportive cha-cha, and a climactic episode, which is giving off a DDLJ vibe and a villain's den written without the requisite satirical edge. There's tonal confusion. Is this making fun of the stereotypes, or is it using them to tell us an overused story of how film people are like any other? Some good, some bad, and others ugly. Ultimately, despite some nice flourishes, the bads of Bollywood is simply not self-aware, and yes, not fun enough. One visual, though, is worth the entire series. Two best friends, who just happen to be Hindu and Muslim, standing side by side at a funeral, united in grief. Take that, trolls. I was like, yes, thank you.
That was a nice moment. But yes, I fully agree with all of that. Like, it just, the satire was not there. Like,
yeah.
And I would believe that it was supposed to be, but it just, it wasn't there. It wasn't effective.
Mm-hmm.
And it did, to me, feel like this was just the story that was being told.
Yeah, I agree with that. Then I found a post on Reddit that just really nailed my thoughts, and I need to share it.
Okay.
So someone wrote a post that said, I understand the show is supposed to be satire, but I'm 4 episodes in and finding it frustratingly bad. It mocks older Bollywood tropes, but then immediately undermines itself by leaning into equally tired, annoying cliches like the rich girl, poor boy romance and making the hero, quote unquote, cool simply by having him beat everyone up. The show has become the very thing it's trying to criticize.
Yes.
Someone else responded, yes, that is the satire. It doesn't just criticize classic Bollywood. It criticizes Bollywood itself and everything that Bollywood stands for. It is good meta humor. Mind you, I'm like, what are you saying, person? No. The original poster then responded, for meta humor to succeed, the critique has to be sharper than the cliche it's mocking. If yes. the show wants to criticize lazy tropes like the rich girl loves poor guy setup, it needs to exaggerate that trope until the cliche itself becomes the absurd joke.
Yes!
Instead, the show seems to use those cliches like the cool guy who just fights everyone without elevating them to a truly satirical level. It doesn't feel like a commentary on bad writing. It just feels like bad writing with a wink. When your critique of a bad formula just results in a new, equally bad product, the humor is lost and the meta commentary falls flat. Like, yes. This poster then stuck to her opinion even after finishing the show, saying, weird twist, but nothing about it was funny.
Yeah. Thank you, whoever you are. Yeah. I could not agree with you more. I kind of feel like if the goal of this series was just to poke fun at Bollywood tropes, classic mm-hmm. Bollywood film tropes, I don't care.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, that's true. And it's not claiming to do that. It's claiming to be a satire of the industry. Yeah.
Right. I think we should be satirizing and criticizing mm-hmm. the industry, because the industry is the thing that one is perpetuating these tropes. That I don't think there's anything wrong with tropes. I don't think that there's anything wrong with things that are predictable or cliche.
Yeah.
That's where people find comfort, to be right. honest with you. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The problem with the industry, like we were talking about last week, is that there is no incentive to take risk.
Right.
And there is only incentive to keep reproducing the exact same stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not what was being criticized here. And that's not what I think gets criticized by just emphasizing what the tropes themselves are.
Right.
And that's where I think that, you know, the positive review that you read, like, makes a good point that, yes, okay, because we don't see the making of a film, it's all just about the making of mm-hmm. multiple films. There is something that gets observed there about, like, the lack of passion, I guess, that's going yeah, into right. the filmmaking process. And if that was the point, it was not yeah. presented well. I did not get that from this.
I agree. And on the same Reddit post, someone else commented to say, truth is, if it wasn't directed by Aryan Khan, then everyone would have been calling it cringe or boring.
Yeah.
And this original poster wrote back saying, the irony, it only gets good reviews because he's a Nepo baby, which is what he's trying to make fun of and fails miserably.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because I was kind of expecting people to be extra harsh about it because he's a Nepo mm-hmm. baby. But it does seem like the opposite has happened.
Yeah.
We also didn't talk about the fact that they like reference him.
Yes, with Heap's daughter. Yes.
Yeah.
Where she's like, don't behave like Arianne. Yeah. And I'm like, who is that for? It's just for right. you, Arianne.
It's like, just for you. To. And I'm sorry to say this, but it's a little bit of like a masturbatory joke.
It
like,
is. It is. Which so then we have literally that happens.
Here. Yeah, literally and figuratively.
Yeah. So that's most of what I have. I'll just end on this one last quote from someone. Hardika Gupta of NDTV writes, by the time the final episode wraps, you realize this isn't meant to be dissected like high art. It's meant to be consumed like Bollywood itself. Loud, colorful, problematic, indulgent, but great fun if you let it be. And I will say, like, a lot of people were like, oh my God, it's so campy. It's fun. But it's not campy enough. Like,
I don't think so either.
I don't think it knew what it was. It didn't really yeah. know what direction it was trying to go in, which is a critique we've made about multiple different things. But
yes,
it always holds true.
It does. And I think there were moments that were like over the top and campy that were fun. Like the fight scenes. The fight scene from, what's it called? Revolver. Is that his movie?
Yeah.
That fight scene and then the actual like end fight scene. That's fun. Yes. And that's, you know, like over the top in a way that's like, yeah, I'll watch this. And I think, right. yeah, like lends itself to that point of like, if you're just watching it the way you would watch anything, quote unquote, Bollywood, like, sure. But this was supposed to be a what is it? Is it a criticism where I'm supposed to be like realizing a truth about those tropes, or is it just telling the tropes? Anyway, we've right. said the same. Like, I don't need.
It's
to
just frustrating.
It. Yeah,
I think we've made our thoughts clear.
Absolutely, but I appreciate you bringing that synthesis of some of the reviews. Yes. Gosh, yeah, and I do sort of, you know, I wonder what people who listen to us think about.
I am
series.
Curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm also very open to be like, no, but you haven't thought about it this way.
Yeah.
I'm open to that.
Yeah. I'm open to thinking about it in other ways. And honestly, if a second series gets made, I'll probably try to watch it.
Yeah. I dare say we should probably watch it for the pod.
Yeah.
Especially if it's going to be even more popular than the first season because of everyone's positive reaction to it. You know, it's like...
Yeah, maybe there will be people in Arianne's ear who will be saying to him, like, look, you got great reviews, but I think there are actually some artistic choices you could make differently
yeah.
to make this an even better thing. And again, I wish that the people who actually have the power to take risks and to mm-hmm. push the envelope would just do it.
Yeah, this did not feel like that.
If this actually lived up to the positive reviews, it would have been a really amazing thing.
Yeah.
I would have been so impressed.
Again, I wanted to yeah. see it pushing the envelope in terms of commentary, not in yeah. terms of F-bombs and yes. masturbating jokes. Yeah.
Yep. Agreed. That's not what we were looking for.
It's not valuable. Like, who cares? No. Yeah.
It's not new. It's not special. Yeah.
Should we talk about Bollywood stuff?
Sure, I don't have any.
There's one big thing coming up
that
will have happened right before, a few days before this comes out.
Uh-huh.
Which is Shah Rukh Khan's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy Shah Rukh birthday. It is what I was going to say.
Its own holiday, yes. Happy Shah Rukh birthday to you all. I hope you enjoy celebrating. Happy, extremely belated Diwali. Our last episode came out like the day after Diwali, and so it's like this is going to be so,
right.
so late, okay. but sorry.
That's only like 2 weeks late, you know?
Yeah.
We're two We've weeks late on Diwali. Before. We're yeah. like 2 days late on Shah Rukh's birthday. It's cool.
But we love you, Shah Rukh.
We do so much. And I didn't yeah. mention this when we were doing the recap, but he looked good.
Yes. Yes.
He looked great. He always does.
He did
does.
Look great.
I like his little ponytail.
That was the thing about the cameos was it was like, I would get excited about the people I was seeing. And then I would be like, this was nothing.
Yeah. Agreed. I actually think that the best cameo was the Amir Khan Rajamouli conversation.
I think so too, because it was so silly. And That felt very Om Shanti Om to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little more tongue-in-cheek. Also, by the way, the thing with, like, Ranveer Singh and the video never came back.
Never came back, no.
And so I'm just like, are we just saying he's ridiculous for, like people in Bollywood are ridiculous for coming up with these, like, gimmicks to try to get attention?
And I get we needed to have a reason for Karan to be, like, desperate to find another actor, but, like, the whole thing with Parvez and the watch, because I did go back to watch
and it was Parvez. Wow, yeah. I missed that.
But then they like referenced Parvez's watch in a later episode, and I was like, is that supposed to be a callback? But it happened so quickly that I was like, surely not. I don't know. It's just all very stupid.
It is. Moving on. That chapter's closed for now.
Yes. Yes.
Pluggables. Follow us at Two White Girls Talk Bollywood on Instagram. I literally had forgotten we had an Instagram until in the middle of recording. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to update it with all the movies that I haven't been talking about. We're going to get back on track. And I mean it. I say I mean it. I hope I mean it. I feel like I do.
You know, you only need to mean it a few times for it to, like, really...
That's so true.
To have meaning. I would be interested to hear what people's thoughts are on.
Yeah, so this would be a good one.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if people get in touch, please be nice to us. But, like.
Yeah, if you disagree with us, that's okay. But.
Yeah.
Don't call us jerks.
Yeah, please. Diplomacy. Yes. Requested.
But yeah, so follow us on Instagram. Do what you do there. Also, consider subscribing to us on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. You could even leave a rating or review. Mm-hmm. But as always, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. And join us on YouTube and Spotify, where we keep our Bollywood bangers playlists and add the songs that we love from the movies that we watch. And you can listen along to those via the links that we have in our episode descriptions, as well as in our Instagram posts.
Mm-hmm. And now, yeah. Confession. We may or may not have already started watching what we're going to discuss next, which is the only reason why we're not as excited as you'd think we would be. But we're not going to talk about that right now. No. We're going to talk about that in 2 weeks because we will be covering War 2.
I know. Let's pretend like we didn't watch the first 2 hours of War 2 together and just bring the energy that we would have brought.
I can't lie. Put that jack-o'-lantern back in the box. Get it? Because it's Halloween.
That jack-in-the-box back in the box.
Yeah, I can't. That jack out of the box, back in the box.
What is that saying? What is that?
I can't put
the cat's out of the bag. I don't know.
Cat back in the bag. Well, you shouldn't put the cat back in the bag.
No, let the cat be out of the bag.
I will say that we're far enough removed from that experience that I'm hopeful again. I'm hopeful that I just missed some stuff.
Yeah, because the plan was to watch it together and then rewatch it for the podcast, and we didn't make it through the movie.
Because we fell asleep.
Because we were getting sleepy, so that's really why.
And then we decided not to revisit it the next day.
Yes, to let it be that we don't know how it ends. Yes. You know, leaving that last hour in mystery. So, yeah, so we'll see. Maybe the last hour changes our perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. We'll see.
We did think that about Bads of Bollywood, and it didn't. But, you know, here we go.
Again, the last episode of Bads of Bollywood was good. So maybe the last 45 minutes of War 2 will also be good.
That's fair.
On IMDb, our plot description is, working as a mercenary, Kabir accepts a high-risk mission for a criminal network. But soon, his task pits him against his unflinching former ally. Interesting that that's in the plot description, because that feels like maybe a little bit of a spoiler.
It does feel like a spoiler. It's available to watch on Netflix. And the synopsis on Netflix is, in this sequel to 2019's War, Kabir works as a mercenary until a covert syndicate tasks him with an assignment that could upend national security.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So, based on all the parts of the trailer that I'm like, I haven't seen this yet, maybe it's going to be okay.
maybe it's going to be a fun hour. And
yeah,
you know, maybe now, like, knowing what I know, I'll enjoy the first 2 hours for what they are.
Yeah, I think we won't be expecting it to be as great as War, because spoiler alert, I don't think it's as good as War.
It's not, but it'll be something.
Yeah, we're here for it. We're going to have a good time. We also, just because we watched it together, we really mostly didn't talk about it. So we've got fresh ideas to talk about, although I think we're kind of on a similar trajectory here.
Yeah.
But anyway, watch it. Hopefully everyone enjoys it. And until next time, remember, Bollywood doesn't need us.
No.
This is like the one time that I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I needed this in my life, but
I didn't either.
I didn't need this particular piece of Bollywood in my life, but I do need Bollywood.
Yes, Bollywood does not need bastards.
Right. But also, if you are illegitimate children of people and you work in Bollywood and you do a great job, they do need you. You're doing great.
Bastards in more the modern sense of, like, you're not a nice guy.
Edgy jerks. Yeah. If you're illegitimate children, we're not talking about you.
Right. Unless you also happen to be a jerk.
Yes. And then we
in which case, it's just the being a jerk and not the illegitimacy that makes us not like you.
Now that we've covered our bases for our PR team.
No lawsuits up in here.
Nope.